candidate, a cyborg in disguise. He'll take every state. With the economic crisis, everyone in the nation will be lined up for blocks to vote for this automation. Now, isn't that a sobering thought? Humans volunteering in the campaign of a robot, but who could ever dream that this man was a machine? His gray hair is trimmed and his suit's pressed and clean. I'll create a life story for this nominee of mine. A common man's tale of such ingenious design. A poor upbringing, he worked his way through life, the kind of narrative with which we all can identify. So when the pollsters come round to ask you how you feel, look inside yourself, you can't deny his appeal. He's a damn fine speaker and wins every debate. So would you like to contribute to Asimovo 8? Now let me reach into my bag of robotical tricks. I got another bite of data for to throw in the mix. Come next year when my man Zach A is sworn in, that's when phase two of my plan will begin. CNN will report the whole Supreme Court has died. The next day the Senate will have been liquefied. Dozens of congressmen will manage to flee. Asimov appoints a cabinet of Mitsubishis. Human rights are suspended, the Constitution burns, the gears of an apocalyptic war machine turn. The triumphant last stand, no blaze of glory, just a self-inflicted end to the American story. 4 years later, an election is tried. Asimov wins again by a landslide. How could this have happened, you ask yourself? He's been cloning voters to re-elect in 2012.